Now, the rest of the story. It used to be that a Hollywood screen test could make or break you in the motion picture industry. You know the ones who made it, who became stars. But can you imagine the rest of the story? The excitement, the electricity at the screen tests of the greats, the astonishment of the movie moguls when they witnessed those stars being born. Betty Davis's magic moment came after much preparation and careful calculation. She had studied drama prior to her Broadway debut, but it was after a run of Summer Stock that Sam Goldwyn personally asked Betty Davis to make a screen test. Clark Gable did not have Davis's polished background, but he was just as eager to succeed in show business. Clark Gable was a factory worker in an Ohio tire plant when he first yearned for that success. Next few years were spent between the Oklahoma oil fields and the New York theater. He'd pursue an acting career until his money would run out, then return to Oklahoma to earn more money. And when Gable first came to Hollywood, it was with local stage, not movies in mind. In fact, he had completed one such local production, and he was on his way back to New York when a scout from Warner Brothers discovered him, offered him a screen test. Clark Gable's first break at the big time. And hey, wouldn't you like to have been there when adorable, incredible Shirley Temple took her screen test. In dancing classes since the age of 3, she began her movie career making so-called baby burlesque films, hastily produced parodies of popular motion pictures. Shirley Temple earned her first $1 million before she was 10, made her the youngest millionaire ever. Maurice Chevalier had a long and successful stage career in France before traveling to Hollywood to pursue motion pictures. Although his English was far from perfect, MGM encouraged him to join the studio. His screen test was remarkable, as was that of a fellow French national, Brigitte Bardot. Brigitte was born into a wealthy family, studied at the best private schools and conservatories, vacationed at the family villa on the French Riviera. Age 15, she appeared on the cover of that nation's leading women's magazine. That picture attracted a movie director who insisted the girl be screen tested. And at age 16, she was. Perhaps the most extraordinary, most oft-discussed screen test in motion picture history was that of the incomparable Sir Laurence Olivier. As Chevalier, he was stage-established before his screen test. Son of an English minister, made his first stage appearance as Catherine, by the way, in an all-boys production of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. But then after many years as a headliner in British theater, he was invited to Hollywood to play Greta Garbo's leading man in Queen Christina. Garbo had already rejected a long list of distinguished actors, but she consented to Olivier, pending a screen test, a trial run before the cameras. It's often difficult to pinpoint the turning point in such a stellar career, as though any one audition could be solely responsible for such phenomenal subsequent success. And yet if there is such a turning point for Betty Davis and Clark Gable and Shirley Temple and Maurice Chevalier and Brigitte Bardot and Sir Laurence Olivier, if there were such a magic moment that made all of the difference in their lives, you certainly have not learned of it from me. For you see, the above-mentioned, I mean Davis and Gable and Temple and Chevalier and Bardot and Olivier, all of them have something in common beyond their eventual stardom. Their screen tests, they all flunked them. Now you know the rest of the story.